From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Melissa Block.
And I'm Michelle Norris. Ralph Nader's decision to run for president is causing heartburn among some Democrats and progressives. They see Nader as a spoiler who cost Al Gore the 2000 elections by siphoning away votes in key states. But today at a news conference, Nader offered this advice to the Democrats.
I'd like to make a personal statement to Terry McAuliffe, John Kerry, John Edwards, Al Sharpton, and ex-Governor Dean. Relax. Rejoice that you have another front carrying the ancient but unfulfilled pretensions and aspirations of the Democratic Party.
Nader won 2.7% of the nationwide vote in 2000, but he attracted thousands of liberal-leaning voters in states that Gore narrowly lost to President George Bush. To find out what kind of impact Nader might have in this election, we turn to two of the states that were closely contested 4 years ago, Oregon and Florida. Robert Isinger joins us from Oregon. He's the chair of the Political Science Department at Lewis and Clark College. And in Florida, we speak to Susan McManus. She's a professor of political science at the University of South Florida. Good to have both of you here today.
Thank you.
Thank you.
First, Professor McManus, how did Nader do 4 years ago, and where did his support come from?
Well, he did pretty well here. He got around 97,000 votes, which in Florida was well over the 537 votes that distinguished between who won and lost in the state. He did very well among younger voters and people for whom the economy and jobs was a high priority.
And Robert, how did he do in Oregon?
He did very well in Oregon. Al Gore won Oregon, so it wasn't like he made the difference and it went to President Bush, but nonetheless, he did very well, again, appealing quite well to young voters, to liberal voters, and in the process, the concern among young liberals out here in Oregon is that he will act as a spoiler and the state will go to President Bush.
Well, this time around, he does not, at least at this point, doesn't have the support of the Green Party. So what does his base look like? Does it look like he has a base this time around?
He might not have one, but he's not really running to win here. He's running as a symbolic candidate to advance certain types of issues, and in that sense, it's not necessary for him to have a large base of volunteers, but rather at the margins where politics really matters, will it make a difference? That's the question.
Susan, in Florida, does he appear to have supporters even now, 4 years after he had a fairly impressive showing there in your state?
It's not clear yet, but I can tell you that if the negativity level of ads continues to be what it is at the moment, there could very well be a backlash, and he might be the beneficiary of people in our state who are just feeling that the state's two major parties are too negative towards each other and seeking refuge.
Ralph Nader acknowledged today that getting on the ballot in a majority of the states will be an uphill battle. How difficult will this be for him?
It's going to be difficult for him to get on all 50 states. It's going to require lots of signatures in many states, and I really think the issue is not whether he gets on all 50 states, but rather whether he gets enough signatures to get on the ballot in several important states: Minnesota, Wisconsin, Oregon, Missouri, Florida, those states that are currently undecided, and if the election were held today, it's too close to call.
We heard Florida on that list. How difficult will it be for him to get on the ballot there?
Well, Florida is always important, especially because we're considered a big swing state that's picked up two more Electoral College votes. And the exit polls from 2000 showed that independent voters in Florida, who are the major picking grounds for a candidate like Nader, when asked if only Gore and Bush had been on the ballot, who they would have voted for, well, they split right down the middle between the two. So it is a state where it's very important that he be here if he's going to make a difference in the outcome.
Well, one of the big question marks in the campaign so far is where all those Howard Dean supporters are going to move now that the former Vermont governor has dropped out of the race. Are some of those voters likely to move toward Ralph Nader at this point? And I ask you this because Howard Dean today sent a mass email to his supporters, once again urging them not to be, quote, tempted by an independent or a third-party candidate.
I think they are much less likely to vote for Ralph Nader, but rather will respect the wishes of Governor Dean. I think it's also possible that this is much ado about nothing, that we're right now talking about Ralph Nader because he's in the news and he's declared his presidency, but it's also equally as conceivable that those people who are upset that George Bush got elected will not even consider voting for Ralph Nader. They say in the end, We might not like that two-party system, but in 2004, it is a two-party race. And if I vote for that third party, the likelihood of the Democrat winning is smaller. I will vote for the Democrat, even if it means that I abandon some principles that I espouse and hold.
Robert Eisinger, Susan McManus, thanks for being with us.
My pleasure.
Thank you.
Susan McManus is a professor of political science at the University of South Florida, and Robert Eisinger is the chairman of the political science department at Lewis and Clark College.